This is Radio Nepal, I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda taking vote of confidence from House of Representatives on Monday for fourth time. Meetings of both houses of Federal Parliament postponed till Sunday due to obstruction from main opposition Nepali Congress. Prime Minister Dahal urges private sector to invest in the country's hydropower projects. And South Africa urges International Court of Justice to order Gaza ceasefire, hold Israel's Rafah operation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is taking a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives on Monday for the fourth time. Speaker Devraj Himrej, pressured by Jashekar Adhikari, said Prime Minister Dahal has written to the Federal Parliament Secretariat for the purpose of taking a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives on the 20th of May. Prime Minister Dahal is going to take the vote of confidence after the Upendra Yadav-led Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal withdrew its support to the Prime Minister on the 13th of May after the split in the party. A meeting of the House of Representatives called for today has been postponed till Sunday, the 19th of May. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has been obstructing the parliament meeting, demanding the formation of parliamentary probe committee on the issues of cooperative fund embezzlement. Earlier, issuing a notice, today's meeting called for 11 a.m. was postponed till 2 p.m. citing special reason. Similarly, the National Assembly meeting has also been postponed till Sunday after the obstruction from the main opposition Nepali Congress. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party meeting held this morning also reiterated the demand for the formation of Parliamentary Investigation Committee. The meeting held under the chairmanship of Party President Sher Bahadur Deuba repeated the same demand for the guarantee of security of savings of cooperative depositors and action against those involved in cooperative amount embezzlement. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the private sector to invest in the country's hydropower sector. Addressing the 22nd Annual General Assembly of Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, IPAN, in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal said that the moment to export 10,000 megawatts of power to India in a decade will be a historical achievement for Nepal. The Prime Minister also expressed the confidence that an agreement will be signed even with Bangladesh soon to export Nepal's electricity. On the occasion, the Prime Minister shared that the government was promoting different programs to increase power consumption in the domestic market besides the power export. President Ramchandra Portal says good governance, peace and security would be maintained in the country only from the rule-based judicial system. Inaugurating the 16th All Nepal Lawyers National Conference, organized by Nepal Bar Association in Kathmandu today, President Portal stressed the need for maintaining good governance in the country. The President also stated that the constitutional provision has directed to be aware and alert about the rule of law, democracy, human rights, press freedom and freedom of expression. Similarly, addressing the 16th All Nepal Lawyers National Conference today, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the government was committed to strengthening the judicial and making the bar more capable. The Prime Minister also made it clear that the government had been active in the restructuring of the judiciary and the implementation of the constitution, stating that democracy and the rule of law are the hallmarks of a civilized society. Prime Minister Dahal said that the judiciary must protect the rule of law. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has stressed on digital transformation for national prosperity. On the occasion of the World Telecommunications and Information Society Day today, Minister Sharma said that the Communication Ministry was effortful to ensure the necessary policies, laws and structural development required for the digital transformation. Also, Government Spokesperson Minister Sharma asserted that the Information Technology and Cybersecurity Bill is being drafted with priority for establishing the National Cyber Security Center. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. That's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Four districts of Madhya Province adjoining India will have their borders closed for 3 days from today midnight, reasoning the election security. The southern borders of Siraha, Dhanusha, Saptari and Mahottari districts, linked to Madhuwani district of Bihar state of India, will be sealed as Madhuwani district is holding election. The Lok Sabha election is being held in Madhuwani coming Monday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Srivastava lauded the Russian support to the development of Nepal. The Foreign Affairs Minister made the remark today while inaugurating the 57th anniversary of Matri Kunja, the Alumni Association of Nepalese, who studied in the former Soviet Union and the Commonwealth of Independent States and the 6th National Conference of Asian Nations. Foreign Affairs Minister Srivastava was of the view that the war between Russia and Ukraine should be resolved through dialogues. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now some international news updates. South Africa has urged the International Court of Justice to order Israel to hold assault on Rafah as part of its case accusing Israel of genocide against the Palestinians. South Africa, which filed its case in January over Israel's war on Gaza, is seeking additional emergency measures over its offensive on Rafah, a city in southern Gaza Strip. According to Al Jazeera, South Africa told the court in The Hague on Thursday that the Palestinian people are facing ongoing annihilation and the assault on Rafah was part of the end game in which Gaza is utterly destroyed. Meanwhile, Israel, which has rejected South Africa's claim that it is violating the 1949 Genocide Convention as baseless accusations. Judges at the International Court of Justice have previously issued provisional measures ordering Israel to take actions to limit humanitarian suffering in Gaza. India has urged the U.S. not to take a narrow view of its support agreement with Iran a day after Washington warned that countries doing business deals with Tehran risked sanctions. According to the BBC, India on Monday signed a 10-year deal with Iran to develop the strategically important Chabahar port. The U.S. said any country considering business deals with Iran needs to be aware of the potential risk, but Delhi has backed the move and said that the agreement move benefit the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kuchi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at one or two places of high hilly regions of Kuchi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda taking vote of confidence from House of Representatives on Monday for a fourth time. Meetings of both houses of federal parliament postponed till Sunday due to obstruction from main opposition Nepali Congress. Prime Minister Dahal urges private sector to invest in the country's hydropower projects. And South Africa urges International Court of Justice to order Gaza ceasefire, hold Israel's Rafah operation. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.